devil. Use your key. Use your key.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to I Am a Ruby Network, Florida Global Corporate Day of Prayer for our children ages 1 to 24 years of age. I am your moderator on today, Pastor Sanika. Amen, amen. We thank everyone for joining us on today. Amen, amen. As we wrap up our 40 days of praying and fasting for our youth, amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you, high devotion in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come on the airways one more time, Father God, to pray and war and intercede on behalf of our young people, Father God. We uplift every young person, Father God, throughout the world, Father God, from Africa to the United States to Asia, Europe, the Middle East, Father God, North and South America, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God, for every child throughout the world, Father God. We come against silent killers and premature death, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, and we loose them out for their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come against murder and strife in the name of Jesus and loose it off of their lives, Father God. We come against oppression and depression, higher devotion in the name of Jesus and loose it off of their lives, Father God. We come against Molochek and Chemosh in the name of Jesus and loose it off of their lives, Father God. We come against, Father God, abortion, Father God, in the name of Jesus and banish it to the dry places, never to return again, Father God. We come against, Father God, the Kabul spirit in the entertainment industry, higher devotion in the name of Jesus and banish it to the dry places, never to return again, Father God. We come against, Father God, pimps and prostitutes, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. We come against Ahab and Jezebel, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, and banish it to the dry place, never to return again, Father God. We come against rape and molestation, Father God, and pedophilia, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and banish them to the dry place, never to return again, Father God. We come against voodoo, witchcraft, idolatry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and banish them to the dry place, never to return again. We come against Orion, Father God, and Leviathan, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, and banish them to the dry place, never to return again, Father God. We come against warlocks, Father God, sorcerers, divination, in the name of Jesus, and banish them to the dry place, never to return again, Father God. We come against any and everything that is not like you, in the name of Jesus, that is trying to stir this up against our children, and we banish it all to the dry place, never to return again, Father God. Our children, Father God, will be healed, set free, and made whole, Father God, because we are on the battlefield for our children, Father God, and all we do is win, Father God. We don't fear any demon, devil, generational curse, evil spirit, ancient curse, Father God, ancestral curse, Father God, because we walk in the power and authority and the dominion you have given us, Father God, to lay hands on our children, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, and drive out any evil spirit, Father God, to lay hands on our children, and that they will be made whole and healed, Father God, to lay hands on our children and spiritually raise them from the dead and naturally raise them from the dead, Father God. We walk in the power and authority and dominion you have given us, Father God, over everything that's not like you. We take authority over it, Father God, and we banish it to the dry place, never to return again, Father God. We walk, Father God, boldly, Father God, against anything that tries to come against your children. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just bless your holy name for allowing us another chance to come together, Father God, and pray and worship and intercede on behalf of our young people, Father God. We thank you that we are able to be here in love, peace, joy, and harmony, Father God, and unity, Father God, so that we can show the no name, Father God, that we are about your business, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It is your desire that not one of us shall perish, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing Jesus to die on the cross for all of our sins, to atone for our sins, Father God. We bless your holy name that he rose on that third day, Father God, and that he's seated at his rightful position, Father God, in heaven, at your right hand, Father God. We just bless your holy name on today for another opportunity, Father God, to war and pray and intercede across the world, Father God, on behalf of your children, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We love you on today. We cancel out any whiplash, any backlash, any silent killers, any premature death, any demons, generational curses, evil spirits, Father God, to the 20th generation, Father God, because all we do is win, Father God, because we are your children, Father God. And we thank you for giving us power and dominion and authority, Father God, to eliminate, annihilate any demon, devil, generational curse, and evil spirits, Father God. We love you on today, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And now we will have our shofar blown. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you on today, Father God. We bless your holy name. We thank you that the shofar has been blown, Father God, and that the warrior cry, oh God, has been sounded, Father God. We are prepared to do battle, Father God. For we wrestle, Father God, not against flesh, Father God, but spiritual wickedness in high places, Father God, and against supernatural. Father God, we just bless your holy name on today, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, that we understand that this is a spiritual and supernatural battle, Father God, that we are wrestling, Father God, with demons and devils, Father God, to take back our children, Father God. We just bless your holy name on today, Father God, for another opportunity to come before your people, Father God, and to war and pray on behalf of our young people, Father God. They are not our future, but they are our current, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We prophesy, declare, and decree that you would satisfy them with long life, Father God. We prophesy, declare, and decree, Father God, that they should live and not die, and declare the great, marvelous, majestic works of the Lord, Father God. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for every testimony, every testimony, Father God, from our young people, Father God, on how these 40 days have changed their lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that this is only the beginning, Father God, so that we can begin to change things, Father God. We know, Father God, that you answer our prayers concerning our young people, Father God, because you've saved some of us, Father God, when we were young people. We bless your holy name that we are living testimonies, Father God, about your grace and your mercy, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We just prophesy, declare, and decree, Father God, that our young people will be saved as they go to school today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And for some who are leaving school today, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus all over their lives, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We activate every archangel on assignment for them, Father God, to war on the spirit on their behalf. We also activate every archangel who does not have an assignment to war and the spirit on their behalf, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God. We command our young people's morning that it shall and will line up with your will on today. We command their afternoon, Father God, and their evening, Father God. We pray also, Father God, for the parents, Father God, of our young people, Father God, that they will continuously pray for their children and pray for their neighbors' children and their friends' friends. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we know, Father God, that you answer our prayers, Father God. We thank you for always answering our prayers, Father God. We thank you for every prophetic intercessor, prayer warrior that is on their assignment throughout the world, Father God, who is warning and praying on behalf of our young people, who is interceding on behalf of our young people, Father God. We touch and agree with every divine, Father God, prayer that has been sent up concerning your young people. We touch and agree with it, Father God. We just praise your holy name concerning our youth, Father God. We love you on today, Father God, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And now we will have our first praise and worship song. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that all is well. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just bless your holy name, Father God, for that powerful praise and worship song on today. We just thank you. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bless your holy name, and we thank you for reminding us that all is well. It will be well, and it shall be well, Father God, because we stand on your word, Father God, that it doesn't return to you void, but it's going to be what you sent forth for it to do, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God, for letting us know, Father God, that your promises are yes and amen, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this privilege, Father God, to come humbly before your presence, Father God, just to pray for our young people, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, on today, Father God, and we love you, and we thank you, Father God, and we seal this prayer, high devotion, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And now we're going to have our very own, the Mother Patty. Amen, amen. She wants to come and pray.
Amen, amen. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and we will all rejoice in it. And the song to say, though it is Jesus, yes, it is Jesus, it's Jesus for my soul. So I will touch the color's garment, and his blood has made me whole. I'm going to say that one more time. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. I heard Jesus was passing by. Then I decided to give him a try. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus on my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Hallelujah. How many of you know that? Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus on all of our souls. For we all have touched the hem of his garment. And don't you know he has made us all whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know this is a prayer service this morning, but it's a praise and worship service too. Amen. And it is for our youth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Lord God. Nobody but you, Lord God. Nobody but you, Jesus. Jesus, oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Jesus on our souls. As I said before, for we have touched the hem of his garment, and he has made us all whole. And for some of the ones that have not been able to touch the hem of his garment, like our children, hallelujah, we're going to touch them for them anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I don't know, for some reason, I saw something, and it kind of stuck out to me, and it says, touch not, taste not, and handle not. Touch not, meaning, touch not my anointing, and do my prophets no harm. Okay, now this is what I got out of Colossians 2, and 21. Then it says, taste not. Do not taste anything that's not of God, that God has not given to you for you to partake in it. Handle not, meaning all the foolishness, all the drama. Anything that says do not handle usually means do not handle. Hallelujah. Do not handle. That's not for you to touch, to pick up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I read for you 2 Colossians, the 21st verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of this. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. First of all, giving you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for writing down last night, and we all rose up this morning, God, to see a brand new day, one we never seen before, Lord God, and one we shall never see again, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us when we didn't even know how to love ourselves. Thank you for having patience with us, Lord God, when we didn't even have patience for ourselves, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, when we fell down, you was right there to pick us up, Lord God. And the saying is, it's not how you fall down, but it's how you get up, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that you stopped by and you saw all of us and you told us, Lord God, that we were your chosen people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, thank you for the most blessing of them all, your son Jesus the Christ, Lord God. He paid the ultimate price, Lord God, for each and every one of our sins, Lord God. He died in order for us to relive again, Lord God. He had to die between a sick sin world to get to heaven. So he was between this old world and heaven, Lord God. And as we come upon Resurrection Sunday on, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, Lord God, help us to teach our children the true meaning of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Lord God. It's not about a bunny, Lord God. Didn't no bunny hang out there on, hallelujah, on the cross for us, Lord God. Help us to teach our children, our young people, our adults, and our elders, Lord God, the true meaning of Resurrection Sunday, Lord God. Oh, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for your son, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, while you watched over us all night long, while we slumbered and while we slept, Lord God. You didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger come to any of us in my home, Lord God. Oh, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I bring you our babies, Lord God. Our babies are so afraid to go to school now with all the senses killing, Lord God. Are these innocent young people, Lord God, their lives are being snatched away from them because of another child, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us, Lord God, in today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray for our babies, Lord God. I plead the blood over them, Lord God, from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to keep your ark of protection all around them, Lord God, your shield of protection all around them, Lord God. Not letting any hurt, harm, or danger come to our young people on today, our babies, Lord God. Please, sir, we need you in this critical hour. The Psalms this day is me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. But Lord God, not only am I standing in the need of prayer, we are standing in the need of prayer for our babies on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, some child is out there lost this morning. Don't know where they're going, Lord God. They leave home to go to school, Lord God. Don't ever want to go back, Lord God, because of what's going on in the family. On today, Lord God, we need to bring prayer back into our homes. We need to bring Bible study back into our homes. We need to take our babies back, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, some child is hungry this morning. They didn't have enough food at home for him to eat, Lord God. Oh, Father God, bless his home. Bless our home, Lord God, in a mighty special way, so when they get back from school, they shall have plenty enough to eat, Lord God. Some child is cold this morning without a coat or a pair of shoes, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to clothe them right now. in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. As they go to school, Lord God, they'll be able to go into the school closet and get a coat and a pair of shoes, Lord God. And whatever necessities they need at the school, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let us all come together in the mighty name of Jesus and take our children, old clothes they cannot wear, Lord God. Instead of giving them to the Salvation Army to sell or Goodwill to sell, take them to the school, Lord God, and let the teachers, oh, Jesus, let them go in and get them a coat, a pair of pants, a shirt, some shoes, some socks, some T-shirts, Lord God. Whatever they stand in the need of, Lord God. Oh, Father God, some child is out in the cold of their family, don't have no shelter, Lord God. Their family, the mother and the father is trying to shield them from the cold, Lord God. So, Father God, I ask you on tonight, Lord God, when they get out of school, that they can find a warm place to lay their head, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our babies on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we need you in this critical hour. Lord God, time is winding down. So much destruction and despair is all around us, Lord God. But you said if we keep, as long as we keep our eyes on you, Lord God, we don't have to worry about all of this stuff that's going on around us, Lord God. As long as we continue to pray and worship to you, Lord God, serving you, not man, but you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for blessing us on today. I thank you for blessing our babies on today, Lord God, as they get prepared to go to school, Lord God. Keep them in perfect peace and harmony, Lord God. Let them be able to laugh. Let them be able to live. Let them be able to love, Lord God. Oh, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, some baby is dealing with all type of diseases, Lord God. So, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I rebuke any type of diseases that's trying to come upon our babies, Lord God. I rebuke them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I send them all back to the dry places, Lord God. You know each and every disease, Lord God. I don't even have to call them out because you already know, Lord God. From A-R-A to V, from V-R-A back to A. You know every type of disease, childhood disease, that our babies, Lord God, are living with, Lord God. So I rebuke you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Send it all back to the dry places, Lord God. Our babies are free and clear all today, Lord God. Their little minds, their little bodies, and their little hearts are free and clear, Lord God. You said they shall live and not die, Lord God. You said they shall live and not die. You said they shall live and not die, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing for our babies on today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, if there be anything that's trying to come upon our young people and attack their minds, all type of demonic spirits, Lord God, every last one of them, Lord God, I'm not leaving out any of them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke them all and I send them back to the dry places, Father God. I send them back to the dry places. Jesus Christ's name, I send them back to the dry places, never to return again. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our people on today, especially our young people and our babies. Lord God, I'm pleading the blood one for the Father. I plead the blood one for the Son. I plead the blood one for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father God, please let your Holy Ghost continue to rain down upon our babies on today, Lord God. And I know this is a day of corporate prayer, Lord God. So, Father God, I'm going global. Global this morning, Lord God, standing in the need, Lord God, to pray for everybody. Excuse me, I'm standing in agreement to pray for everybody on today, Lord God, as angels stand in agreement with me, Lord God, as I pray for your people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you say access should be given, knocking the door shall open, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I've already asked, Lord God, and you said it shall be given. I already knocked and the door is surely opening, Lord God. So, Father God, I'm taking back what was taken from us, Lord God, taking back our people, Lord God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ all over them, Lord God, from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we need you in this critical hour, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for our babies on today, Lord God. I thank you how intelligent they are, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us as adults to teach them, Lord God, what you are teaching us each and every day, Lord God. And that's to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God. So we thank you on today, Lord God, all that you're doing in the lives of your people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we love you so much on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, hear our cries on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to bless Ima Ruby School of the Prophet, Lord God, the overseer, Lord God, wherever she may be in this hour, Lord God, continue to bless Bishop Apostle Claudia Bullwright on today and her family, Lord God, and her church home is with her, Lord God. Oh, Father God, please bless our very own, Father God, CEO of this ministry, Lord God. Queen Chief Apostle Tashana, Lord God, in this hour, continue to bless her family, Lord God. Father God, bless everything she says, be do, and say according to your word, Lord God. Oh, Father God, bless Pastor Tanika on this morning, Lord God. Continue to keep her and her family on today, Lord God. Father God, bless everybody on this line, Lord God, in their rightful, respectable places, Lord God. Father God, if you got a moment, if you will, stop by here and see about me, Lord God. I don't know, Lord God, but what I do know is I need you in this hour, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I think we all need you this morning, because if we didn't need you, we wouldn't be on the line, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for taking time out of your busy day to sit among us and listen to us cry out for our children, Lord God. Continue to pray and worship to you, Lord God, for our babies, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you on today, Lord God, and we love you and we glorify you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, order our footsteps, Lord God. Oh, Father God, renew in us the right spirit and give us all a clean heart so we can better serve you, Lord God. You are the truth, the life, and the way, Lord God. And no man can see you but through your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God. It's praying time in the land. We definitely need to bring prayer back into our home. It starts at home, Lord God. We need to continue to take it over into the school, Lord God. And we surely need to bring prayer back into some of these church houses, Lord God. Let these men and women of God, let's say them men and women of God, let them know it's not about the materialistic things, Lord God. It's about serving you, the true and living God, Lord God, on today. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, for your people on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, it's praying time in the land, Lord God. Father God, I'm praying for our nations, Lord God, all nations, Lord God, that they could be able to come together in unity and serve you, Lord God. Father God, time is winding down. Oh, Father God, we need you. We need you in this critical hour, Lord God. We need you in this critical hour, Lord God. Oh, Father God. Oh, Lord God, sons are turning against their fathers, and fathers are turning against their sons. We need you. Daughters are turning against their mothers, and their mothers are turning against their daughters. We need you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we need you, Lord God. Children are killing each other. We need you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I want to rebuke all that in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, send it all back to the dry places. The rebuking spirit, I send it all back to the dry places. The hatred spirit, I send it all back to the dry places. Any type of demonic spirit, I'm sending it all back to the dry places, Lord God. I rebuke it all. Send it all back to the dry places, never to return again, Lord God. Our young people's minds are free and clear. Our elderly people's minds are free and clear. Our adult people's minds are free and clear. And our little babies' minds are free and clear on today, Lord God. We need you in this critical hour, Lord God. We need you in this critical hour, Lord God. We need you in this critical hour, Lord God. Ooh, Jesus, we need you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, we need you. We need a word from you, because if we don't hear from you, what will we do? Destruction is all around us, Lord God. We need a word from you, Lord God. We need to all come together in unity, Lord God. Each family is represented on the line on this morning, Lord God. Need to bring forth their children and lay them at the altar, Lord God, and pray over them day in and day out. Pray without ceasing, Lord God. Take back your children from the streets. Take back your children from their no name. Take back your children. Lord God, oh, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are taking back our children so they are safe in your arms. We are taking back our children. We are standing up for our children, Lord God. so that they can grow up to be kings and queens of yours, Lord God, so they can inherit the kingdom of heaven, Lord God. We are taking back our children, one for the Father. We are taking back our children, one for the Son. We are taking back our children, one for the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. We are taking back our children in Jesus Christ's name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, if we said or done anything that wasn't pleasing in your eyes, have mercy upon us all, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, some child is getting ready to go in surgery this morning. We know you're the surgeon, Lord God. And we speak healing and a speedy recovery over the child, Lord God. The teenager, Lord God, the young adult, Lord God, the adult and the senior on this morning, Lord God, or whatever we may have to face this morning. Life, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you on today, Lord God, and we glorify you on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you on today, Lord God. We thank you on today, Lord God. We thank you and we glorify you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, and as hallelujah, as Lord God, oh Jesus, as hallelujah, Apostle Trina was playing the shofar, you could hear the thunder of the shofar. You could hear the thunder of the shofar, and it was like pow, pow, pow. It was just so loud. It was so clear. We thank you, Lord God, for blowing up the shofar all this morning, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, all I feel in asking, Lord God, please do not fail in giving. And as I close out this prayer, never my presence from you, Lord God. I glorify you and I magnify you, Lord God. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are strength, one for the Father. Oh, Lord, you have strength, one for the Son. Oh, Lord, you have strength, one for the Holy Spirit. In the mighty, precious name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we'll have another song. Hallelujah, praise and worship song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord, come and bless the Lord. Draw near to worship Christ the Lord and bless His name, His holy name, declaring He's good. Yeah, come and bless the Lord, come and bless the Lord. Draw near to worship Christ the Lord and bless His name. Holy name, come here to worship Christ the Lord.
Oh, that His name would praise Him, yeah. Oh, that His name would praise Him.
Rejoice in the Lord always, again I say, rejoice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard all that you've done for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. I'm going to tell y'all something. Oh, Lord God, no matter what we go through, as long as we can wake up in the morning, that is truly a blessing. As long as we can sit up and we can pray to our Lord and Savior, that is a blessing, especially for our babies on today, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, Lord God. I just want to know if we can get the chauffeur played again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we need that chauffeur this morning. Play one for the Father and one for the Son and one for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Queen Apostle Tashama, can you please play the chauffeur again? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need that chauffeur this morning. Ooh, I don't know about anybody else, but when I heard it the first time, ooh, I could just hear it was just like a fire in the air. Ooh, it was like God was just saying, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the blowing of the shofar this morning. Not just one time, but twice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. All I could just see and hear is, I'm here. The Lord is saying, I'm here. You know how you, if you ever live in a two-story home and, you know, you run up the stairs, you know, you get out of bed or you run to the bedroom, to your parents' bedroom and say, Mama, Daddy, wake up. It's time to get up. We got to eat. And so on and so on. Hallelujah. I can just see us running up the stairs to the Lord saying, we're here. We're here, Lord. We're here, Father. We are here. And he said, no, I'm here. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you once again, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for every and all things, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to cover our babies on this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to place our babies at your feet, Lord God. Our little bitty babies, the newborn babies, the toddlers, Lord God, the preschoolers, Lord God, the elementary students, Lord God, the middle school students, Lord God, and the high school students, Lord God, and surely the students that's in these universities on today, Lord God. I thank you for keeping your shield of protection all around them on today, Lord God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy on today, Lord God, for our babies on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you woke them all up this morning right on due time, Lord God. They were clothed in their right mind. They were able to get up to get dressed, eat, and be on their way to school, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you got each and every one of them covered, no matter what the circumstances is, no matter what the situation is, Lord God. We know that you are God that sees everything, knows everything, Lord God. Just like you're seeing what's going on here, where I'm at, you're seeing what's going on all over the world, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for choosing us on today, Lord God, to bring forth to you our babies, Lord God. Oh, we love them so much, Lord God, but we know that you love them best, Lord God, and we know that you are not just their protector, but our protector as well. And as we protect them, Lord God, you protect us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your angels on today. They're assembled all around them, Lord God. I can see right now, Lord God, the angels are assembled all around our babies. They're just laughing and playing with them and talking to them. Oh, Jesus, can you just imagine that, Lord God? As the song says, I can only imagine. I can only imagine that the angels are just laughing and playing with the babies and our preschoolers, Lord God, and our hallelujah, Lord God, our elementary students, Lord God, and our, Lord God, middle school students and our hallelujah high school students, Lord God. The angels just having a ball with them all, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. You know, that's a good feeling to even close your eyes and be able to see that, to experience that. Hallelujah. And the Lord is telling them, well done, my good and faithful angels, well done. He is very pleased with them on this morning, just as he is pleased with us on this morning as we sit at his feet and place our babies on the altar. Oh, Father God, we love you and we glorify you on today, Lord God. Oh, we need you on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us, that you allowed us, Lord God, to be able to do what you want us to do, Lord God. We are so grateful that you chose us, Lord God. And we thank you and we glorify you on today, Lord God. Oh, we love you so much, Lord God. Oh, Father God, thank you for allowing us to pray for our babies on today, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us, not just our babies, Lord God, but everybody on today, Lord God. We love you and we glorify you, Lord God. Father God, thank you for keeping them covered, Lord God, with your shield of protection, Lord God. You say in Isaiah, Lord God, 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you for continuing to order our footsteps, Lord God, and everything we say, speak, and do according to you, Lord God, your will and your way, Lord God. As I said before, it's praying time in the land. Father God, we need to bring prayer back into our homes so our babies can get a better understanding, Lord God, of who you are. Lord God, we need to bring Bible study back into our homes so we can teach them about the true meaning of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, Lord God, and his birth, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we need to bring prayer and Bible study, Lord God, back into our churches on today, Lord God. And stop allowing the churches to be a show, Lord God, for fame and fortune, because that's not what you're all about, Lord God. You allowed us, Lord God, by choosing us, Lord God, to bring your people to you so their souls can be saved on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, humble our pastors and our prophets, Lord God, and our apostles and our bishops and our, Lord God, evangelists, Lord God, and our teachers, Lord God. Humble us all, Lord God. Less of us and more of you on today, Lord God. Help us to come together in unity, Lord God, to serve you, to better serve you. Lord God, we glorify you and we magnify you, Lord God. All I fail in asking, please sir, do not fail in giving. We thank you for I'm in Ruby School of the Prophet, the whole ministry, Lord God. And we thank you for our CEO, what a marvelous job she's doing, Lord God, for the works of you, Lord God, in this ministry, Lord God. Continue to bless her and keep her, Lord God, because she is truly a walking testimony, Lord God. Each and every day get better and better for her and brighter for her, Lord God. Thank you for allowing her to love, laugh, and live each day accordingly to your word, Lord God. We thank you for our very own Queen Apostle Tashana on today, Lord God, Queen Chief, Lord God. And we thank you for everybody in the rightful respectable places, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for what Pastor Samika is doing in the ministry, Lord God, keeping her humble, Lord God, what a blessing. We thank you for what Apostle Trina is doing in the ministry, Lord God, and everybody else in the rightful respectable places. Lord God, we love you and we glorify you on today. Once again, thank you for allowing us to pray for our babies on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we glorify you, Lord God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, you are strength and our redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Let your Holy Ghost continue to rain down upon us, Lord God. For me, I will always plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Now it's time for praise and worship song one more time. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah. Fill my cup, dear Lord, let it overflow. Fill this thirsting in my soul. As we praise your name and we worship you this day, 'cause you're holy, holy, light of the world. Awesome, so holy you are. Let us witness your power, unmerited grace. I'm seeking your face, so holy you are. Fill my cup, dear Lord, let it overflow. Feel this thirsting in my soul. As we praise your name and we worship you, this thirst.
You're greater than awesome, so holy you are. Let us witness your power, unmerited grace. I'm seeking your face, so holy you are. Light of the world, your love I can't measure. You're greater than awesome, so holy you are. Let us witness your power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, fill our cup. We know that you're holy, that you're the light of the world, Father God, and we give our heart to you. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you for every prayer request that was released into the stratosphere concerning our young people from the ages of birth all the way up to 24 years of age, Father God. We bless your holy name. We thank you for this powerful stratospheric, Father God, shiftmatic, Father God, move that you're doing on behalf of our young people on today, Father God. We give you all praise, glory, and honor in advance, Father God. We pray, Father God, and expect you to answer every prayer request, Father God. We stand firmly on your word from Genesis to Revelation back to Genesis, Father God, Old and New Testament. We stand on every promises, every, Father God, decree, Father God. We just bless your holy name, every covenant, Father God, every guarantee. Man, we stand firmly on your word, Father God, because we know, Father God, that your word will never return to us for it, but it's going to accomplish what you sent forth it to accomplish. We just bless your holy name, Father God, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And now we have come to the part of the service where we're going to ask if anyone has any prayer requests, if anyone would like to release a prayer into the stratosphere. We're going to open up the microphone for anyone to come on and request prayer or to release a prayer into the stratosphere concerning our young people. Amen, amen. We have the microphone open. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Do we have any prayer requests? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do we have one who would like to release a prayer on behalf of our young people? Amen, amen. The microphone is open. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for every prayer that has been released on today, Father God. We touch and agree with every prayer request concerning our young people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for protecting all of our children, Father God, those who are connected to I Am a Ruby, Father God, those of your children, Father God, throughout the world, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for answering every prayer request, Father God. We uplift every child to you, Father God, from Africa, Father God, to the Middle East, to Asia, Father God, to North and South America, Father God, Central America, Father God. We uplift, Father God, every child to you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we thank you for allowing us this opportunity to pray and intercede and worship on behalf of your children on today, Father God. We know, Father God, that you will answer every prayer request, Father God, and we thank you in advance, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for just this opportunity, Father God, to pray, Father God. We thank you for blessing us with your presence on today, Father God. We thank you for setting us as divine appointment, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the visitations that you will have with our young people on tonight, Father God, the dreams, the visions, Father God, We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're dropping in their spirit, Father God, concerning your word and your promises, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus all over our young people, Father God. We thank you for always keeping them safe, Father God, from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, seen and unseen, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we all of our children back to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we have come to the part of the service where we are going to have altar call. Amen, amen. Do we have one who would like to give their life to Christ? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do we have one who may have backslided and would like to restore their membership to Christ? Amen, amen. Or do we have one who would like to request prayer? Amen, amen. The altar is where you could come. Amen, amen. If you have backslided, if you need prayer for strength, amen, amen. We have our prophetic intercessory team who's here for you. Amen, amen. Do we have one? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus died. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that all of us will have, amen, amen, the choice to go to heaven. Amen, amen. Before he died, we were all going to go to hell. But we thank him, amen, amen, for dying on the cross for our sin. Amen, amen. He was without any sin, but he atoned for our sins. Amen, amen. And salvation is free. Amen, amen. You can't pay for it. You can't buy it. Amen, amen. It is free from God to us. Amen, amen. Do we have one who would like to come to the altar? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for opening up the doors of the church on today. We thank you, Father God, for everyone, Father God, who came on the line today, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for another invitation to Christ, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, for those who know you, Father God, and for those who do not know you, Father God, that they will all have the opportunity to get to know you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We thank you for watering the seeds that we planted in others' lives, Father God, so that they too can get to know this Jesus that we serve and love so dearly, Father God. We bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. We only have one announcement, and that will be, hallelujah, hallelujah, that our 40 days of prayer and fasting would commence. Amen, amen. And end on Resurrection Sunday, April the 1st. We just thank everyone who's been praying with us and going on this journey with us to take our children back from the no name. Amen, amen. We bless your holy life. Amen, amen. And we thank God for every prayer warrior. Amen, amen. Every prophetic intercessor. Amen, amen. Who took time out of their day to pray with us concerning our young people. Amen, amen. We just expect God to manifest. Amen, amen. And perform those miracle signs and wonders in our young people's lives. We look forward to our Joshua, our Caleb, and our Timothy generations. Amen, amen. They are on fire. Amen, amen. And we praise and thank the Lord for them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And now we're going to, amen, amen, call forth our Queen Chief Apostle Shauna Wiley. Amen, amen. And she's going to give us some final remarks. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, such a powerful prayer going forth, prophetic, hallelujah, inspirational on this morning, hallelujah. I just felt such the peace, the clarity, the power of God, hallelujah. One of the things that the shofar went forth the second time, it kind of reminded me of Revelation 1 and 10, where it lets us know that the Lord's voice, the shofar represents the thunder of the voice of the Lord, hallelujah. So as it went forth the second time, that how it represents the thunder, the voice of the Lord. And it's just such a blessing that God is speaking to us, even in the shofar. He's speaking to us, even as I just posted up in the Platte Ruby University, as we, you guys were going forth and praying, we was going forth and interceding. God reminded me about a tree. Oh, my God, and how we must have faith as a tree. And if you guys, 2016 in the summertime in Platte Ruby University, we learned about the different motivational realms and spiritual realms of the tree, and how trees are leaders, and how they stand tall, and no matter what they face, they ever don't give up wanting to be a tree. They know that they are a tree. They know what they're designed for. They stand tall. They represent something so huge in the earth. Oh, my God, somebody going to catch that. Hallelujah. How you should know without a shadow of a doubt that you represent something so great in this earth realm. And when you know that you represent something so great in this earth realm, you will ever, ever, ever want to say, I'm not a tree if you're a tree. You won't ever say, I'm not a jaguar if you're a jaguar. You won't ever say that I'm an eagle, knowing you're an eagle trying to be a chicken or a hen. My God, somebody going to get that. You're going to know who you are no matter what. And that's what we must deposit with our children. That's what we must deposit with our grandchildren. That is what we must deposit. If some of us begin to just think for a moment, and we begin to think back about our parents, or as in my case, my grandparents or aunt raised us, or whoever raised us, and we sit back and think about our parents, a lot of our parents didn't motivate and say, you're a rock star, you're a superstar, you're anointed, you're chosen by God, you're going to lay hands on a stick, you're going to be a multimillionaire. They didn't say too much in motivational stuff. They said what they could. But how about this? How about we ain't our parents? Come on now. How about we is not our grandparents? How about we're not our great-grandparents, that we can begin to speak life into our children and our grandchildren and decree and declare even in a future seed? My God, that they shall be, my God, like blossoming roses, that they shall be, my God, creators and co-creators with God, and that they shall walk in the anointing as chosen by God, and that they shall do mighty and great things, and that they shall do, my God, achieve many things in the universe, and that they are warriors, and that they are trailblazers, and that they are pioneers, and that they can walk in God's belief system. Come on now. Not the world's belief system, but God's belief system. And that is what, amen, the Lord is letting us know, that we must begin to decree and declare in our children. We begin to say, you know what? I'm decreeing and declaring in you. Oh, my God, as you go into a courthouse and you put in an affidavit in the system, I'm putting an affidavit in your spirit. And nobody can take this away, that you are a champion, that you are a warrior, that you are anointed and chosen by God to do great things. My God, that doors will open for you all the days of your prosperous life. Begin to speak into your children. Begin to speak into even your grown children. Begin to speak into them no matter where they go. Oh, my God. No matter what they do, God will always be there. Didn't David say that in Psalms 139? He let it be known that God is there on the highest mountain, no matter what. God is there. Let your children know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let them know that they are a masterpiece. Hallelujah. And how about this? Sometimes we may need to look in the mirror and look at the kid within us and tell that child within you, so that we can begin to walk around free and not hurt and not destroyed and broken. And we can begin to tell that child, I know nobody told you that they love you, but how can I love you on today? What can I do to make your day better? What can I do to assist you to be the best you that you can be? Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. What does the Bible let us know? Charity starts at home and it spreads abroad. Do you think it means a house? Huh. What is the greatest house on the planet? You. You are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 6. You are the vessel. You are. And so how we bless our children, when we are at our best, our children be at their best. And even if they do follow their own path, because trust me, a lot of grown children will follow their path. But whether the word of the Lord says in the book of Proverbs, you raise a child. Oh, my God, raise them up, desire them the way you want them to go. When they get grown, they will not depart from it. I promise you, no matter what they do, God will always be there. Hallelujah. I just want to just briefly read to you what the Lord gave me, and after that, I'm going to turn the microphone over, because these women of God went forth and covered everything, every basis. But as, hallelujah, as Pastor Nick was going forth, the Lord gave me Genesis 16:7-14, and I'm just going to read a little bit of that out of the Names of God Bible. About Hagar, The word of the Lord says, the messenger of Yahweh found her by a spring in the desert, the spring on the way to Shur. He said, Hagar, oh my God, Sarah's slave, where have you come from and where are you going? Now I'm going to stop right there for a second. He let her know. He knows everything. The angel of the Lord knows everything. And he only called her slave because she thinks she's a slave. He called her for what she thinks she is, when all the time she was free. Come on now. Many times us as parents, many times us as women and men of God, even though we're free from things, we still have that slave mentality that hinder us and blocks us. And even though the Lord knows exactly where we're going, he asks us the question, where are you going? That's the question we must ask ourselves, and we must even ask our children. Where are you going, my child? What is your plans? What do you desire to do? What are your visions? What are your aspirations? What are your declarations? Allow your children to begin to decree and declare. Command their morning, command their day, command everything in their life, command their days. Don't you know your child can command an A? Don't you know your child can command any good grades? They can command a grade point average. They can command anything that they desire to do because the Lord lets us know that. Hallelujah. It says, she answered, I'm running away from my owner, Sarah. The messenger of Yahweh said to her, go back to your owner and place yourself under her authority. See, a lot of times we're trying to run from something, but God is trying to get us to get to a place of submission and surrenderance and giving everything unto him because he has something so great for us. Verse 10, the message of Yahweh also said to her, I will give you many descendants. No one will be able to count them because they are so many. Then the message of Yahweh said to her, you are pregnant. That's what God is saying today. Our children are pregnant. Yes, even the male, they're spiritual pregnant. They're pregnant with vision. They're pregnant with anointing. They're pregnant, well, my God, with the prophecies. They're pregnant with the promises. They're pregnant with the declarations. They're pregnant with millions and billions. They're the new inventor, my God. They're the new creator. They're the new professors. They're the new people that's going to change and shift everything in the universe. They are pregnant with change. He said, you will give birth to a son. You will name him Ishmael. God hears. Now, that's the part that everyone needs to get. God hears. He hears our prayers. He's listening to us. He hears us. He sees our dedication, our commitment, our devotion. I can just imagine, oh, my God, the challenges that, my God, that Pastor Sanika probably even seen from committing and dedicating and devoting herself and Pastor Mother Pat, devoting themselves and all the devoting ourselves to 40 days to intercede for our children. But God, but God has allowed them to walk in the victorious anointing for our children. Come on now. It says, because Yahweh has heard your cry of distress. God has heard your cry. Every last one of us. Concerning our children, concerning our grandchildren. And we don't have natural children, our spiritual children, but he has heard us. He said he will be free. Somebody better get that. He will be free as a wild untamed donkey. That's pretty free. Come on now. That's real free.
That's
my God.
Ooh,
it says he will be free. Come on now, as a wild, untamed donkey. Don't you know a wild, untamed donkey is pretty free? Ain't nobody holding them back. Ain't nobody stopping them. Ain't nobody hindering them. Nobody is not blocking them because they are free. Get that word in your spirit. It says,
yeah,
I love this part. It says, he will fight with everyone, and everyone will fight with him, meaning that he will go in the spirit and destroy everything that's not like God. He will destroy the hands of the enemy. No matter who try to come up against him, he will always be victorious. Don't you know that your children, your grandchildren, even yourself, my God, will be victorious? Because this message ain't just for our children. Because remember, in order, like, you know, the old saying, they say a happy wife make a happy life. Well, a happy mother or a happy parent or a happy guardian, when you're happy, you're happy. Household is happy. Come on now. Come on, get it. Oh, my God. It says, my God, now this is the part I love right here. This is the part we're going to go down to verse 13. It says, Hagar named Yahweh, oh, my God, who have been speaking to her, you are El Royai, the God who sees me. Come on now. The God who sees me. Now, it already says that the Lord hears. It already said that the child's name will be God hears. But then it says, she said, I'm going to name you Lord because you're speaking to me. El Royai, you are the God that sees me. You got to know that you know that God sees your children. He sees your children. He's protecting your children. He's allowing his protector shade to cover them. According to Psalms 121 in New Living Translation, he's our protector shade. The sun cannot hurt us by day nor the moon at night. He preserves our life. Come on now. When you preserve something, it's pretty fresh. Come on now. Oh, Jesus. It says, this is the place where I watch the one who watches over me. See, how can you watch him and he's watching you? Why? Because you're in alignment. You are in tune. Come on now. Even in a place of distress, even a place of her running, even a place of her being afraid, even a place where she had a slave mentality, she still began to see the one who saw her. Come on now. Somebody got to get that. Begin to see the one that sees you. And when you begin to see the one that sees you, that is when you can fly like an eagle. Verse 14, and then we're done. This is why the whale is named Bira Lariel Royal, whale of the living one who watches over me. And listen to this. It is still there today between Kadesh and Barad. You see that? This is still there today. This whale that she named Er Royal is still in Jerusalem and Israel to this very day. So somebody need to get excited. If it's still there thousands of years later, then the anointing is still here right now on this broadcast. This anointing is still here right now. Ooh. Hey, God, it's still here right now as we're beginning to intercede for our children. It's still with our children. It's still with our grandchildren. It's still with our great future grandchildren. It's still with us. Come on now. It's still here right now. As you go about your day on today, knowing that this is the day that the Lord literally has made, rejoice, celebrate, and praise, and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Be glad, be excited on today, knowing the Lord has heard your petitions, and he's sending you a now prosperity. Begin to celebrate, begin to be excited, begin to be uplifted in God, and allow him to take you up, up, and away into the spiritual realms and the things that he has for your life. I decree and declare that every prayer that ever went forth on today, all the prayers, hallelujah, it is done, it's completed, it's already done. Lord, we thank you for covering our children. We thank you, oh God, for this word that you are El Royal, the God who sees. We thank you, oh God, that it's, as it went forth then, it's still here today. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the insight. And we thank you for the kingdom, oh my God, opening doors for our lives. We thank you. We love you. We worship you, oh God. And we honor and adore you because you are astonishing in all your ways. We love you so much. We admire you and celebrate you, oh God, because our faith, oh God, is your command. We thank you, God, that you as the Lord our God has given us peace on every side of the universe. We have no enemies whatsoever, and all is well with us and our families. Hallelujah. We decree and declare to be done, and we know that it is so. In Jesus' name we decree. Amen. Pastor Nika, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank our Queen Chief Apostle Shauna Wiley for encouragement. Amen, amen. We have to know that God hears us. Amen, amen. And God sees who we are. Amen, amen. And that we have to prophesy, decree, and declare and speak life into our children. Amen, amen. It is our parental responsibility to do that. Amen, amen. To set them up for success because all we do is win. Amen, amen. We praise and thank the Lord for that. Amen, amen. We're going to call forth Pastor Mother Patty, and she's going to give us, amen, amen, her closing remarks and pray us out. Amen, amen. And then after that, we'll have a closing song and come back with agape. Pastor Mother Pat, the microphone is yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. And then before I even get started, I just want to say this to Queen Apostle Shoshana. When she was talking about you can be free as a donkey, all I could see, though, was just stripping off all that old, all the old, and you just running through the field. And seeing that the more you run, the more you shield, all of that, whatever it is, just all, it's just falling off. It seems like you just, the closer you get to God, everything was just falling off, just falling off, just falling off. Oh, Jesus. You was free as that donkey. And just like Queen Chief Apostle Shoshana is free like that donkey was running around, all of us can be the same way. Ooh, ain't it awesome how God can use an animal to show his people what free is? Ooh, Jesus. Queen Apostle Shana, I just want to say this to you because I know this is a global prayer for our children. But when he speaks high volume on you as well. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. We thank everybody for coming out, for the ones that participated. God truly blesses you. We thank you for the ones that's listening, that maybe next time when we go forth again, that you'll be able to come off of mute and pray and worship to the true and living God. We love you on today, every day. Live, laugh, and love. Take time out of your busy day to call someone just to say, how you doing? Excuse me, you'll be so surprised how different those few words in that day will make that day. Because we never know what anybody is going through. So let us take time out to just love one another as Christ has loved us and as Christ do love us and will always continue to love us. Amen. Oh, gracious and eternal God, we thank you for yet another Friday morning. We can come before you and pray for our children and everybody else, Lord God, in the world today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking time out of your busy day to sit among us and allow us to pray and worship you on today and every day, Lord God. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you on today. Father God, let us, Lord God, speak, say, and do everything according to your word, Lord God. Father God, you have truly been a blessing to us, not just today, but every day, all day long. Father God, help us to be a blessing to someone else. Help us, Lord God, to teach them and show them just like you are blessing us, you will bless them. Less of us and more of you in our everyday walks, Lord God, in this life on earth, Lord God. Let our light so shine, Father God, so that they can see the God in us. Just as you see yourself in us, Lord God. Let us not be boastful or big-headed or brag about who we are, but allow us to tell people who we belong to. The Psalms just say, I belong to you, mind, heart, body, and soul. I belong to you. There is no other. I belong to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to take the time, Lord God. So you allowed us, you connect us, Lord God, to be able to come on the radio one more time, Lord God, and speak life into your people, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, they're not alone, Lord God. You have always been with them from the beginning of time until the end of time, and even in eternity, you will be with us, Lord God. We thank you, we glorify you. Once again, I bring back to you our babies on this morning, Lord God, and every day, Lord God. Father God, keep us all in perfect peace, harmony, Lord God. Lord God, allow us to continue to walk in our authority and our anointing, Lord God. Continue to elevate us, Lord God, and let the manifestations in our lives speak for us, Lord God, and what we say and do, Lord God, according to your word. Lord God, you are the truth, the life, and the way, Lord God. And no man will see you unless they come through Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you and we glorify you once again, Lord God. And as for me and my family, we will always praise and worship you, Lord God. And I will always plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people, Lord God. I thank you and I glorify you for what you've done in my family's life as well, and Queen Apostle Tashana's family as well, Lord God. And the ministry, Lord God. Help us to be a blessing to someone else, as I said before, just as you are always being a blessing to us, Lord God. Help us reach out and touch somebody on today. Make their day a better day. Make their life a better life, Lord God. Showing them who you are, Lord God. We are your representatives, Lord God. We thank you for choosing us, Lord God. And we glorify you and we magnify you. Once again, I bring back to you our baby. Please, Father God, continue to keep them in perfect peace and harmony, Lord God. Let them continue to live, laugh, and love, Lord God. I glorify you and I magnify you. All I shall in asking, Lord God, please do not fail in giving. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, Oh, Lord, you are strength, one for the Father. Oh, Lord, you are strength, one for the Son. Oh, Lord, you are strength, one for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. And our Redeemer, let your Holy Ghost continue to rain down upon us, Lord God. And as I get ready, Lord God, to close out this prayer, but never my presence for you, Lord God. I will always praise and worship you, Lord God. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory to everybody. For Queen Apostle Tashana come and play this song, I just want to say to somebody out there that's listening, take the time out today and just hug yourself. Tell yourself you're special. Tell yourself you love yourself, Lord God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Take yourself out to eat. Take yourself to a movie. Take yourself shopping. Just go walk out on the beach if you can, if it's not cold or raining or snowing. Just love on you today. Amen. I love you all. I will continue to pray for you all, just as I do every day. To God be the glory for the things he has done in all of our life. I love you. I love you. And I love you. Hallelujah. After this song is over, we will all come back and say agape. Hallelujah. Pastor Tashana. Hallelujah.
You're listening to The Sound.
Amen. A God.